When Alcatraz Federal Pen opened in 1934, it was considered to be escape-proof. The island fortress housed some of the most notorious criminals of the day. The prison shut down decades ago. It's now a popular tourist attraction, but beginning today, it's home to the work of a different kind of prisoner, this one barred from leaving his own country. China's most famous dissident, the artist Ai Weiwei, has pulled off his newest installation, all without setting foot in the United States. From member station KQED, Mina Kim reports.
The only way to get to Alcatraz is to hop on a ferry. Once you reach the island, signs lead to a building marked Penitentiary Laundry. Just beyond the door, the head of a dragon kite marks the beginning of the exhibit.
This, in my mind, is the piece de resistance. Oh, my. I just got goosebumps.
Exhibit curator Cheryl Haynes says the piece is called With Wind. The dragon's body, made from bamboo and rainbow-colored fabrics, snakes around columns of peeling institutional green paint.
It's suspended above the viewer. It will be flying. It will be free. But it's also restricted within the building. So there's this really interesting conversation between control and freedom.
Haynes dreamed up the idea of bringing Ai Weiwei's art to Alcatraz 3 years ago. The artist had just been released from an 81-day detention by Chinese authorities for alleged tax evasion. But Ai is still restricted. Chinese authorities confiscated his passport, so the artist had to envision Alcatraz using blueprints and films and relied on a team of volunteers here in the U.S. to execute the work. The next part of the exhibit is in a bleak row of prison cells. It's a sound installation that pipes in the voices of people imprisoned for expressing their views. In the first cell, music by the Russian punk group Pussy Riot plays from decaying air vents. In 2012, some of the band's members were sentenced to prison for protesting Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a room used for psychiatric evaluations at the prison, Hopi Indian chants play. 19 members of the Hopi tribe were jailed at Alcatraz in 1895 for opposing the forced education of their children in government boarding schools. Alcatraz is still federal land, and to host the art of one of China's most vocal critics, the mostly privately funded art project had to get clearance from the U.S. State Department, and none of the site's historic walls could be harmed. Speaking from his Beijing studio last month, Ai Weiwei said the limitations make the show very meaningful.
So we can't touch the wall,
We cannot touch anything or add anything. It's a hanging installation, like prisoners themselves who are only there for a period of time.
Finding freedom under restriction is a worthy challenge, Ai says, though his inability to leave China is hard.
For an artist not to be able to see the venue and afterward not to be able to interact with the audience, if I had to imagine the toughest restriction about an exhibition, that would be it.
No doubt, Ai's limitations bring more attention to this show and to his work in general. Chad Kerver, chief content officer at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, says Ai needs visibility in the West.
The more recognized he is, even though he's incarcerated at home, the safer he is from eventually being shut off completely or disappeared again, as he was in 2011. So it's a very dicey gamble that he's playing, because we know that the West's attention doesn't always guarantee political freedom in China, but it seems to be the path that he's chosen.
The fight to stay visible permeates this next part of the exhibit called Trace. Covering a football field-sized floor are more than 175 portraits of so-called prisoners of conscience made from colorful plastic Legos. Many of the faces are likely unknown, but controversial figures like NSA contractor Edward Snowden are also there.
When you have a strong political agenda, a strong message, you have to be careful if you want to use a art form.
Celebrated Oakland painter Hung Liu is close friends with Ai. Liu grew up during China's Cultural Revolution under Mao Zedong, and like Ai, China's politics and culture infuse her work. But she's wary of political art becoming too didactic. Liu says she plans to take a serious look at Ai's Alcatraz work and hopes others will get past his superstar status and do the same.
Ai Weiwei is super famous. Some people call him God, 爱, 爱神, I think it's a little too far.
People tried to make Mao a god, Liu says. It's important for people to continue to think critically about Ai's work. The show runs through April 26th. For NPR News, I'm Mina Kim in San Francisco.